Apologies, Mr. President, and at the outset, let me join others in congratulating you for assuming the presidency of this distinguished body and assuring you of my delegation's full support. I'd also like to welcome our colleague, our new colleague, the Distinguished Ambassador of Egypt. Mr. President, like the distinguished ambassadors of the United States and India before me, let me regret once again Iran's decision to block an application for observer status by a member state of the United Nations. My delegation has made its position very clear before. We see no reason at all for any member state of the United Nations to have its rights to observe the proceedings of this conference abrogated for purely bilateral political reasons. I once again urge Iran to lift the block on all its applications for observer status, and indeed on Turkey to lift its block on the application of Cyprus. Thank you, Mr. President.